There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to for
hey,
a
hey, hey,
hey. Throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try,
hey,
a different life,
hey.
Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knock back the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Anybody getting in the way when the roots start to fly? You know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
different
hey, hey,
life. Another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
different life.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
it's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
shite,
hey, a different
hey,
night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome Woo-hoo! Back to the Blarney Hour right here on Solid State Radio. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Drew Duffney. He is in total control of all the technological portion of this show.
The mouse. I'm clicking the mouse.
You're the mouse, and I'm the mouth.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, you know, you got the tail, and I don't get anything.
I get as much tail... whenever I can.
Yeah.
We've been working different shifts, so, you know, basically, whatever.
Yeah. So it's like,
we're all down to hallway sex. We just pass each other, like, fuck you.
Yeah. Boom, 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 boom. That's it.
I'm kidding, Dottie Mae. I love you.
Yeah, before you know it, there's aspirants on each side of the hallway.
That's right.
Oh, well, thanks again to Kylie over at Tilted Access there.
We changed things up a little bit.
Yeah, it's like cheers when we go in there, and she's good to us, and the community's good to us. Everyone welcomes all of our jokes and our sarcasm, just like you folks here do on the Blarney Hour. You are here for a special edition. We are bringing in the halfway to Halloween version, the Mother's Day metal version, the dark side of the Emerald Isle. You're not going to hear any traditional Irish music here tonight on the Blarney Hour. You are going to hear Irish metal. You're going to hear Celtic metal. We're going to bring in music from the Skald. We're going to be bringing in the real Mackenzies, the Tossers, Tredania, some new stuff. We're going to have even some stuff out of, I like to say, Iowa. Yeah, I got right. Yeah. For Christ's sakes, I got it right.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of Christ's sakes, is that what's that red light there?
Well, you know who it is.
I do.
You know,
I shouldn't blaspheme here this time of night, but hang tight, ladies and gentlemen.
Before it goes to voicemail, we've made that mistake before. Hang on a second. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
Well, Father, we're super excited. We got the Mother's Day Medal Edition. We're going to rock hard right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I know that's not your kind of music, but it's all clean. We're not worshiping the devil or anything like that.
Good. I was going to ask you. You weren't going to be doing none of that.
No. How are you, Father? We got some work done for you this week.
Yeah. I see you brought in some immigrants to work in my garden.
Yeah. You know, last we spoke, we took last weekend off because we had the interview with Jerry O'Connor there from Jerry O'Connor Music there, straight from Ireland, playing the fiddle. But you had asked us the week before, we did so good on the Easter program, that you needed some help in the garden. And I had spent a tremendous amount of money trying to get you those bunnies for the Easter program, which ended up, I mean, they did some good revenue for the church, I understand. But so I was a little light in the pocket to get you some help for your garden.
Well, that's very nice. They are doing some good work. There's a problem, though.
What's that, Father?
I can't understand a word they say. I got this much out of them. They want to sleep in the church.
What did they say, Father? What did they say for sleep?
Oh, hell, I don't know what they said. It was tough. I couldn't understand. Sister Mary figured it out.
They probably said siesta. Did they say siesta?
Oh, I think so. I think that's what they were saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, listen, I told them they can go ahead and sleep in the church if they like, I guess, but you have to clean your whole mess up before you go out and start doing your gardening. I'm hearing all kinds of noise.
I know. It's not as quiet as normal. I know, Father. We had a little bit of ruckus here in the studio. So,
ruckus, or was it a little bit of that devil's juice?
Well, we like to call it the Irish mist. We, you know, the nectar of the Irish heavens.
You two do realize you're going to end up in a sermon.
There's a lot of mornings we wake up with a hangover of biblical proportions, I can tell you that.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Father, so do they have your garden in order? That's all we care about. You said you needed help with the garden. We hired them for help with the garden. Do they have your garden in order?
Yeah, that's really good. They're doing a really nice job, I got to say that. I'm very impressed with them. And, you know, at dinner time, it's kind of great to walk out there because, holy commotion, those tacos.
You're liking the tacos, huh?
They do pretty good on the Mexican food, huh, Father?
They do very well. Oh, my word. It's so good.
And now, so when we talked, the men are the gardeners and the women do the cooking, but the women also said, I clean, I clean, I clean. Are they helping out with anything else?
Well, they're doing a little bit of cleaning here and there, and they're, like I say, you know, they've got to clean up, you know, the church after they do their... There's times I come in there in the morning, and they've got all kinds of trash in there. What are they doing in there?
Well, they're probably polishing things up, Father. You know, in Mexico, they really, really relish the Catholic religion, so they're probably cleaning things up pretty good.
I'm guessing so. Everything's shiny. Holy smokes. I can't even believe it. Some days I walk in there and put on a pair of sunglasses.
Did I tell you I ran into Sister Mary? I always forget. Is it Sister Margaret, or who's the other nun you got over there?
Sister Marguerite.
Yeah, yeah. I get them all mixed up, Father. I'm sorry. No, they was riding downtown. I don't, you know, I think probably with your help, they're cleaning the church. We had the two sisters there riding downtown. And I was just sitting in there in a swing at my friend's house, and we were just enjoying some of, you know, the Irish nectar and watching the sunset. And I heard Sister Mary say, have we come here before? And Sister Marguerite, you know, they were riding their bicycles down the road. And Sister Marguerite said, no, I can't determine if it's the seed or the cobblestone.
What are you talking about? That sounds...
Never mind. Don't, yeah, sorry, don't overthink Father. It. Don't overthink yeah, yeah. it, Father.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You know, the sermon for this week isn't written yet. You might make
Well, I wouldn't open with that joke.
No, yeah, you don't want to talk about Sister Mary and Sister Marguerite coming on the cobblestone.
Oh, no, what do you mean now, for
you just
heaven.
Broke him. You just broke him.
No, I'm going to have to, you know, that you're supposed to be holy women. You can't like that.
Well, that's what confession is for, Father. We're Catholic and we're Irish.
And oh yeah, I guess. Oh man,
you're getting a brain pain, aren't you, Father?
Yeah, I feel like when you eat too much ice cream.
Yes, Father.
That's what my brain's doing, but in reverse, it's boiling.
Well, we don't want to make your blood boil, Father. We just want to make your garden look nice, and we're glad that Sister Mary and Sister Marguerite got out for a bike ride, even if they were maybe not doing the Lord's work at that time.
Well, that's okay. I have Sister Ann back here. She never leaves the church. Well, or the convent. She bounces back and forth from the two.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. So it's getting warmer, Father.
It is getting warmer. I love it. I got windows open and doors open and
yeah,
nice breeze and watching these goofy cats freak out when they see the squirrels coming up on the porch or the peanut.
Can we assume that you're not going to be wearing shorts underneath your robes today tomorrow?
I don't know.
Well, that's the other thing. Your helpers there, are they doing your laundry? They should be doing your laundry.
No, they don't do my laundry. That's part of why Sister Ann doesn't go nowhere. She could be having them work for her. She might be sitting back in the lazy boy.
Well, that'd be okay. She even the cloth needs a break once in a while.
Well, I can agree with that. I can't argue that. Not at all.
Well,
so
Father,
you guys, your mothers for tomorrow and the women in your life that are mothers?
Actually, I went today. I went today and I gathered. Pulled all the weeds in my mom's yard and moved some, chopped up some timber that she had laying around and mended some fences. I had to square up a fence that she had. And what else did we do? Oh, we planted some new shrubs last year and the deer have been getting to them. So I helped her put a guard around those, little fence around those. And then I put some feed in a different spot for the deer to eat in an area where my tree stand is.
That's in where your tree stand.
Well, I don't want them eating their shrubs, but they can eat this salt block right there so that when October comes, I'll be able to hunt them.
Bring me venison, I won't care.
That's right, Father. It's getting a little warm, so we probably won't be giving you any brownies for the summer, but I've got some lavender tea that I think you guys are going to like.
Tea?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Don't know that I've ever heard of lavender tea.
Well, it's going to give you a whole new outlook on these sunny days that we have with the clouds in the sky. And we're going to give Sister Ann a little break. Your helpers there, your Spanish helpers, we're going to make sure that they help her out with the laundry and we'll be in good shape.
Well, that's good. I appreciate that. Just keep them too busy. I still want them to make those tacos.
All right, Father.
Yeah, you spend the whole time worshiping Jesus, and now you got a guy named Jesus making you a taco.
It's Jesus. It's not Jesus. Jesus, yes. And Father, just look at it this way. If we don't have to let him sleep in the church, but maybe there's some place in the basement, or maybe I'm sure you got a spare room somewhere. I mean, they need a place to live. You can't just let them live in a camper in the parking lot.
No. No, they can't do that. I saw him setting up a tent.
Yeah, no. We'll put him right. Just put him in the basement of the church, and you'll see him every Sunday. They're pretty religious folk.
Well, I hope so. You know, they haven't been here for a Sunday yet. Tomorrow, I guess tomorrow will be the first test to see what happens.
Yeah. There, I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised about how religious they really are. I think in Mexico they had the Catholic religion before Ireland did.
That's very possible. I can't answer that question either way. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either, because I don't speak whatever language they speak. But anyway, Father, we'll leave you be, and I don't know. Father, I don't know if I'm going to see you tomorrow. I started a new schedule. I work a different schedule now. But I will try to make it in tomorrow just to make sure there's no trouble. And if not, I will for sure talk to you next Saturday.
That means he's available on Wednesday.
Oh!
Well, I had to do a service on... You could come on Wednesday. That's a great...
Sorry, Drew.
You just threw me under the church bus.
Oh, you might need to be under there anyway. Listen, but since we're talking about that, what do you do on Wednesdays, Adam?
Apparently coming to church with Drew.
Okay, I look forward to it this next week.
Yeah. Apparently he's driving the Hearst, because I don't know.
Driving a Hearst, for heaven's sake.
Well, it's better than for hell's sake.
Oh, my. Did you forget you were talking to a priest?
I know, Father. Well, listen, we're gonna do a little prayer for you here. And this one's dedicated to you personally.
Well, good.
All right, here's to staying single, seeing double, and sleeping triple.
Good night, Father.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but good night, boys.
Her daddy found out that fall. He beat her. fist upon the lips that I just kissed, and shipped her off down to the Boston States. Oh, he shipped her off down to the Boston States. When I turned 17, I joined the King's Marine and took my place among the world of men. 2 years since I seen my pretty Josephine, I wondered if I'd see her face again. Then the news came of rebellion down New England way. We sailed in the spring in the name of the king. They shipped me off down to the Boston States. Oh, they shipped me off down to the Boston States.
end of the body, a bonfire big and high. A fire so big that the flames lit up the sky. I dreamed of the body in a vision in the back of my eye. When the walls came down, I was the only thing that kept me alive. That you loved and lost, that you never got to tell goodbye. Believe and build your body, gonna never know unless you try. One life is a short time, and no one knows where you're going to die. Go on and build the body, build the bonfire big and high. A fire so big that the flames light up the sky.
Goddammer, I'm Adam Harris. I'm Drew Duffney. Whoa, wow, whoa,
wow.
I was super
apparently
imposing
myself. We need to start wearing name badges in here.
Yeah, they got to be written in Gaelic, though, because that is all I read. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Blarney Hour. I'm Drew Duffney. He's Adam Harehuck right here on Solid State Radio.
We're getting aggressive tonight.
We are. We're doing the Mother's Day metal edition. Of course, we're halfway
to Halloween.
We said
it's metal, but it's really just kind of the real...
Yeah, the hard punching, but we haven't gotten into it. Like, I brought some new stuff from Tredonia.
Yeah.
And
there's going to be some good stuff.
Yeah, there's some stuff coming up. But as in every radio situation, we do have to pay the bills.
Yep.
And so that is something we got coming up. We got a commercial break, but we'll be right back, folks, and we are going to introduce you to some Irish metal to the likes that you have never heard. And in the meantime, if you don't want to listen to our sponsors and you don't want to listen to our commercials, I hate to say that because they're all good to us and they're all glorious.
Yeah.
Check out the Solid State Radio store. And when I say that, when you wake up tomorrow morning, I mean, we can't ship it that fast, but you could be drinking your morning coffee, like your Irish coffee with some Baileys and some Jameson in it.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Out of a Solid State Radio cup. So check out our Solid State Radio store. All the proceeds to that go directly to us. So check out solidstateradio.net, and we'll be right back.
The Sessions Concert Series returns to Cascade Lounge in Metamora, Michigan. I'm Adam Harehuck, your host of the Sessions Concert Series. Saturday, June 24th, come on out and see three acts that I play on my show. Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. There's no cover, no tickets to buy. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Three acts that you need to see. Hard Luck Pete, Citizen Keen, and the Screaming Casanovas. It's the Sessions Concert Series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present The Velocity of Autumn. Find out what happens when your 80-year-old mother barricades herself into an apartment with Molotov cocktails because she just doesn't want to go to a nursing home. This play opens on Friday, April 21st, closes on April 22nd, showtime 7:30. Tickets are available at stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascadon Lounge.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Drew Devaney. He's Adam Hairhuck right here on the Blarney Hour, and we are in the middle of another Mother's Day metal edition. Yeah. Do you not have the echo? Come on, Sean always plays the echo for me.
I don't know how to touch those buttons.
I know it. Like, it's just crazy. Usually we can get, like, the deep forest echo, and I sound like the devil. Now I just sound like Drew. I'm just the Mick I am.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
Anyway, we got a couple of things coming up from Dreadnoughts. We got the Apple Tree Wassail coming up. Hotress. We got some new stuff from Tredanya, The Ground of the Fallen, and some other stuff coming up from the Skull Du Hast. Stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else in Michigan, and probably this time of night, anywhere else in the world. You're only going to get this right here on the Blarney Hour, right here on Solid State Radio. We'll be right back.
off, know where we shall be when apples come another year. For to grow well and bear well and barely we shall be. Let every man drink up his glass and health to the apple tree. For to grow well and bear well and barely we shall be. Let every man drink up his glass, health to the apple tree, brave boys. Here's a health to the apple tree. Every man drink of his glass and health to the apple tree. Beer.
You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
All right, there we go. That was some Scald right here on the Blarney Hour. This is, again,
we almost missed that break. We were sitting there talking, rocking out.
That's the whole thing. We were just kicking back, chilling to this music. And and you guys, those of you listening, I want you to know, we have a show coming up here in the summer that we're going to gear directly towards that bonfire that afternoon on the lakeside, or if you're sitting on the beach. We have that show coming up where tonight is geared towards, I hate to say it, but our Mother's Day metal edition. Over halfway.
You started
to Halloween.
This last year.
Yeah.
It's so funny because, like, mothers really don't give a damn about metal.
No, but we've gotten some requests that want this back.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to close out the show. Adam actually had some special requests that he's got on there. And what was it you wanted to see, Adam?
Patty and the Rats.
Oh, that's a new band that we've got. So Patty and the Rats, yeah, I brought
them
in.
Double shot from them, yep.
Yeah, you're right. And so we're going to have that to close out the show. But when I say close out the show, that doesn't mean the night's over. Stick around for sessions. Adam has a tremendous amount of punk music coming up.
Yeah, I got some punk music and yeah, rock music.
So you're not going to wind down listening to our show. We are full of energy, but the night is young. It is only 8:54 right here, Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to raise hell for the remainder of the night, this is a place to do it right here on Solid State Radio in the Blarney Hour. Listen in.
Known as a thief, but he fell in love with each other. each other. Secret trials are the color of night. They made vows to another. One foggy day he was taken away to be killed among the prison walls. She ran out with him, they were snatched suddenly. Till morning they hung on a gallows.
From the barrow.